This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, September 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Will Newsom swap the B-bill? IID backs Delta Tunnel, and Labor eyes date for H-2A reforms. Legislature passes B-bill, a measure to establish a managed honeybee health program at CDFA, now on the governor's desk. Under AB 1042, the program would provide grants, incentives, and research to protect pollinators. Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy described bees as, quote, the backbone of California's agriculture and economy, and said that protecting them also protects our food supply, our farmers, and the future of our state. The bill has gained the backing of California Fresh Fruit Association, the California State Beekeepers Association, the Almond Alliance, and several other grower groups. Other bills. Lawmakers have also sent the governor AB 457 to streamline farm worker housing construction in Fresno, Madera, and Merced counties. And he will decide on whether to designate a rice-loving reptile as the state snake. IID endorses Delta Tunnel. The Imperial Irrigation District, the nation's largest, is formally backing Governor Gavin Newsom's Delta Conveyance Project after the Board of Directors unanimously passed a resolution this week. Since IID exclusively uses Colorado River water and does not draw from the State Water Project, the decision marks a rare alignment. The district framed its support around system-wide resilience, arguing that reinforcing Northern California's water infrastructure helps to relieve strain on Colorado River during drought. Chair Gina Dockstader emphasized that, quote, a stronger delta relieves pressure on the Colorado River, and that benefits us all. Newsom seized on the announcement to boost his call for lawmakers to approve legislation fast-tracking the tunnel. Californians are overwhelmingly begging our legislature to quickly get projects done, he told them, adding that they should, quote, listen to the voters and water users throughout the state. Thompson, farmers will be big winners from Trump's trade policy. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is expressing confidence in President Donald Trump's trade policy, but Thompson says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers that the size of an emergency farm assistance package will depend in part on whether Trump can nail down some new trade deals. Thompson says the aid package should be seen as, quote, a reward for the patience of our farmers as Trump uses tariffs to negotiate agreements with U.S. trading partners. Thompson said, quote, I think our farmers in the end are going to be big winners when it comes to President Trump's lead trade policy. Thompson says it's still to be determined how large the aid package will be. There are a lot of variables that are out there, he said. You can watch Newsmakers today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Labor Department confirms it will take a look at H-2A methodology. The Labor Department plans to publish a proposal in February changing the way it calculates the adverse effect wage rate used in the H-2A program. The department had signaled during recent litigation over the H-2A program that it wants to examine the methodology used to set the AEWR. The tentative date for the proposal is included in the department's semi-annual regulatory agenda released by federal agencies yesterday. At the USDA, the Ag Department lists many of the target dates for long-term actions as, quote, to be determined. That includes a final rule with guidelines on using crops as low-carbon biofuel feedstocks
and labeling proposal for meats made with animal cell culture technology. USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, however, says it plans a proposed rule in August 2026 that to amend the definition of, quote, eligible foods in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kennedy and senators trade barbs at Finance Committee hearing. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and senators from both parties clashed over vaccines at a Senate Finance Committee hearing that came just days after Kennedy fired the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It was not your normal Capitol Hill hearing. Democrats were unsparing in their criticisms of Kennedy, accusing him of misleading them with promises about continued vaccine access at his confirmation hearing and not knowing how his own agency works. Kennedy accused Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota of, quote, making stuff up. He said Senator Ben Ray Luant of New Mexico was, quote, talking gibberish. The GOP was also concerned. Not all the criticism came from the Democratic side. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said the Food and Drug Administration's recent move to restrict the availability of COVID vaccines to the elderly and people with pre-existing conditions amounts to, quote, denying people vaccines. You're wrong, Kennedy told him, insisting that vaccines would still be available. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said he had been hearing concerns from his medical colleagues in Wyoming about Americans being put at risk. And then on food and ag, the Make America Healthy Again initiative received some attention. Kennedy defending the recent Maha Commission strategy to attack chronic disease and mentioning work the administration has done to limit food dyes. He also assured Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who said some farmers expressing concerns to him about the Maha goals, that he was working closely with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. We have met with over 140 farm interests over the past 3 months to incorporate them to make sure that the Maha agenda is consistent with their agenda, he said. Pennsylvania and Thompson clash over SNAP. Pennsylvania Human Services Secretary Val Arcus is defending her agency's operation of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that amid scrutiny from the House Ag Committee Chair Thompson. In a letter to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro last week, Thompson said the state's error rate puts it, quote, in the top third of the worst performing states. He also took issue with Pennsylvania's SNAP administrative costs of around $214 million annually, which he said are the third highest in the country. He added that because of these administrative costs, you've been outspoken in blaming insufficient federal funding as an attempt to obfuscate a clear lack of program integrity in Pennsylvania's SNAP program. In a letter to Thompson yesterday, Arcus said Pennsylvania's SNAP error rate of 10.76% is below the national average of 10.93%. She added that some of the errors included the error calculation may not be necessarily having to led to incorrect payments, and said the state is also using technology and manual checks to find and correct such errors. My team and I stand ready to work with you to protect Pennsylvanians' access to this critical program. We look forward to hearing from you on ways we can actually help, plus reduce our error rate, Arcus wrote. Take note, in her response to Thompson, Arcus noted USDA's Food and Nutrition Service has stopped holding monthly calls with Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services and has not responded to many of the state agency's requests. Here's today's final word. AB 2552, passed by these idiots in the state capitol, bans rat poison. That GOP assembly member Carl DeMeo of San Diego, who called for repealing the 2024 law to, quote, deal with the rat infestation problem that he claims is afflicting restaurants and grocery stores throughout the state. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, September 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West,
I'm Jeff Allen.